ZLK Mobile. 4HX Mobile, I missed your call. Patrick on this end.
4HKX. Hey, Patrick. My name is Shane. My call is November 4 Zulu N4 ZLK. And I know who you are because I've heard you a lot, but I don't think we've ever talked. So, good afternoon.
I don't think we've ever spoke, but I've heard you on here a couple times too. I think you drive a truck or something, don't you?
For UPS. And I know you deliver tools. We got some of those guys that come by our shop, but I'm not sure which one you work for.
Matco is the one I own.
Yeah, and I heard a while ago you had lost your, was in an accident, and you were driving an excursion around pulling your trailer. Are you still in that, or did you get your other truck yet?
Still in the excursion with the trailer. Hopefully soon. I got everything getting close anyway, let's put it that way, where we should have been months ago.
Excursion, we had one we had for 16 years. It was a 2000 model. We got it when it was 3 years old. Basically, it carried the kids around while they were growing up. And it just had the 8-cylinder in it. I always wished I had the diesel. But I tell you what, that truck did everything I ever needed it to do. And I was able to sell it very quickly for a pretty good price.
Luckily, I picked this one up last summer. It's a 2000 Limited with the 7.3 in it, four-wheel drive. It only had 83,000 miles on it when I got it last summer.
Good deal. I do like the 7.3. I actually ended up buying a 02 F-250 with the 7.3. Specifically, I wanted that engine. I got it 3 years ago now from an older couple, and it had 104,000 miles on it when I bought it. And I tell you what, it's as clean as can be. It's a great vehicle.
KO4HKX. Yeah, that's what I worked on when I worked for Ford before I got out of turning wrenches with diesels. So I love 7.3. You can't get much more dependable than it is.
Mechanics at work told me several years ago, and you know, of course, I know a lot of guys that had the 6.0 and had some problems with them, and I know they've gotten better, but I just kind of fell in love with it. We had several of our package cars that had the very similar engine. It's an international engine, I know you know that, but a very similar engine in it, and they were very dependable.
The 7.3 that's in here, the Power Stroke, is actually built by International. It's just got different programming and injectors and a couple other little things that are different, but it's basically the same concept.
In mind, I've taken it on a few trips already and borrowed a big tractor from a guy I work with, pulled it up into the mountains where I live, and I've never had an issue. As you know, it doesn't get up and go like some of the newer ones do, but it's still really powerful.
You can do just a little bit of work to them and they'll run just as good as the new ones and be more dependable because they don't have all the emissions junk on them.
The different programming kits you can put on them, or do you recommend any of those, or would you stay away from it?
What I put on mine, I have an Edge CTS3 tuner with revolver tuner with the gauge pod. And I absolutely love it. I don't run it on wide open. I got it set on a mile just to help with towing and fuel mileage. And the main thing with these is how you take care of them and the oil and filter and air filters and fuel filters that you use. The aftermarket stuff doesn't seem to hold up as well.
Did you say it was the Edge 2?
CTS3.
I got two out of that. Is that Charlie Golf CG, Charlie Golf Sierra 3?
Bingo Sierra 3.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at that one. I've looked at a couple different ones. Just haven't bitten the bullet yet. I average about 16 almost 17 to the gallon driving back and forth to work, which is mostly what I do. So, and it's paid for, and all of our, both our cars are paid for, so I don't really worry about that.
A lot of fuel for what these new trucks cost. And, yeah, I'm averaging between 14 and 16 pulling this trailer up and down the mountain to North Carolina and back.
Do you live up in Hendersonville?
I live closer to Brevard. I live just across the Henderson-Transylvania County line below the DuPont State Forest.
64 side or the 276 side?
I will be on the 64 side, but not actually out to 64 yet. If you come down where DuPont Road comes back out into Crab Creek or Canoga or whichever you know it as, that's where I'm at.
Staff familiar? I know kind of the outskirts. Been up there many times. One of my daughters lives in Fletcher. She was more East Flat Rock, so we go up that way a lot.
Not too far away.
In Cleveland, down closer on the other side, on the south side or the west side, whichever, of 276 and 11.
Up in that area on Mondays, I got a couple of shops right there close to where 276 and 11 split.
I travel to rest sometimes. Do you go to that VR Auto there on Main Street?
Yes, I do.
Once. They put a clutch in a car that I sold. I had it for sale, and then the clutch went out while I was trying to sell it. They seem to do a good job. I kind of like those guys.
John and Robert that own it, and you got Eric, Bo, and Bob that working for them. They're all good guys.
Because I heard you talking about some mechanics the other day. Let me grab this phone call. Or is that okay? Okay. All right, Patrick. I'm back, but I'm pulling in my yard to swap out trailers here. Good to meet you. I hope to talk to you again. And welcome to the ham world. You seem to be doing a good job with it. KO4HKX
for N4LZK. Nice to meet you, Shane. And I'm sorry I butchered your call. I'm having a terrible time remembering calls. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Have a good day.
Took me a while, too. It's November 4, Zulu Lima Kilo. I just say N4ZLK. Have a good day, Patrick.